How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Have you heard of the news?
No, I didn't hear the news. What?
Well, it seems, Bush, he doesn't want to follow the crime scene leads at any real murder scenes for some stupid reason. I don't know.
Really? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, he and Cheney want to close all the criminal investigations and stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what they gotta do, I guess. I don't know, I didn't really think about it that way.
Yeah, well, listen, not only that, but because they've somehow convinced the masses through some form of suggestion or hypnosis-like stuff, it is said that America, or Bush's America, doesn't want to offer foreign suspects the same rights and privileges of justice that America affords herself.
Yeah, well, why not, man? They'll be one up on everybody else, right?
No, you dummy. That's not how it works. Look, if you don't offer any evidence against Bin Laden playing a part in 9/11, but you claim he's guilty, well, what about the crime scene leads then?
Oh, yeah, well, the crime scene leads, well, what about him?
Well, who's going to follow him then? If the crime scene leads are finished now, because we already understand exactly how the thing went down, well, I mean, in faith with Bush as our deity, I guess, we can't be allowed to form our own conclusions anymore, because, shit, you know, you'll be a terrorist.
You mean if we seek out evidence on our own and form different conclusions than Bush demands, he's arrived to without voicing how he came to understand as much? And if we try to understand it ourselves, we'd be what?
Well, like I said, you'll be with them.
Well, who's that?
Well, those people who think for themselves.
Well, what do you mean? I thought, you know, we all kind of think for ourselves, don't we? Right? Hey, buddy?
Well, yeah, I mean, me and you think for ourselves, but listen, what about the Bushite guy there? He doesn't know why Bin Laden committed all those crimes he's left his fingerprints at.
Well, what do you mean his fingerprints?
Well, you know, anybody who gets murdered, that's a Bin Laden fingerprint.
Okay, if we don't follow crime scene leads at 9/11, we won't be able to know actually, factually, with reason and understanding, whether or not we've nabbed the actual true evildoers?
Well, yeah, that's right. That's right. And boy, if you support that kind of thing, you're with them again, eh?
I'm with them again. You know, who are us them people? You know, who are we, when you come to think about it?
Yeah, right. Who are we? Who are we to think for ourselves, eh?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't like this idea of murdering people because we say they're guilty of things that we can't actually establish with opinion based on facts. Only conjecture, speculation, fanciful theories, all brought together under the genius of George W. Bush, that enlightened intellectual. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, boy, oh boy.
One and all, it's Johnny Wizard here again, your friendly stranger than fiction, character from folklore. Anyway, this will be one of my last broadcasts. Things will not change until American soldiers make demands of Art Bell to allow me to speak to the nation of America. And that might never come. There might never come a time when soldiers are strong enough to stand up for the principles of the American Constitution. You know, we can see, well, not we, I guess I can see, you can see too, though, if you put some thought into it, you can see the corporate news interests hold no concern truly for the life of the Bushite soldier. Sure, they'll say, oh, our soldiers are fighting for freedom, but really, there's no concern for their lives. You know, when it talking about depleted uranium, they won't even inform them that it's radioactive. They'll let them live with those lies. And they're weak that way, sure. The soldier, after losing his limbs, gets bills in the mail, you know, $10,000, $20,000, and then a lifetime of suffering with no legs and no arms and blind and deaf and dumb, you know. And they're sacrificed, you know, without thought. without understanding. There's no reason a soldier can give to support these willful acts of crimes against our God, against humanity. There's actually no way to articulate their position truly but through censorship. It's only the evils of Art Bell. He'll tell the soldiers they're fighting for freedom. Yeah, oh, you guys are so beautiful. Really, he doesn't give a fucking rat's ass about your life, but he'll play it that way. And that's the big picture. You know, that's as big as the picture gets, because it's always a leverage of ignorance. You know, still, be it whether he believes his lies or otherwise, he'll get them killed for the contempt he has for their continuing to enjoy the freedoms and happiness justice truly gives as something worth protecting. But, you know, all these intellectual musings mean nothing to the Bushite grunt who, as, you know, the examples are endless, right? It's every time they speak, that's why we never get to hear them. People say, oh, no, they're just, that's how they're trained. They're afraid that they won't get promoted. No, they really don't have any minds. You know, when we get an opportunity to hear any of them speak, the contempt for themselves is just blatant and naked. You know, Sattler in Fallujah, he killed 200,000 innocent people. He told us that. He didn't have any evidence. And the soldier isn't strong enough to kill Sattler for that, nor does Sattler fear the true warrior patriots, because they don't even fucking know what I'm talking about. They're not fighting for freedom. They're cowards. And they're weak. Like, they're evil. Evil is always dumb. They're ignorant. They're stupid. They have no... Their religion is not the Constitution. They don't hold utmost the function of law to protect ourselves and bring us about freedom. There's no other way. You know, if you want your rights protected as an equal in a governing body, you're going to have to form some laws. But Sattler, he's got total contempt for that form of thought. It's too difficult. You tell him, look, if you have no evidence, you have no true understanding. You're just playing the Bushite role again, like Bush did with Afghanistan. You know, the Taliban, Bin Laden's got nothing to do with 9/11. Yeah, but I seen it a million times on television over and over again. Well, how did they connect those two things? Did they tell you there was some connection with these 19 hijackers that are all from Saudi Arabia or somehow connected to Bin Laden in one way, shape, or form? No. You know why? Because that's actually Bush's strategy, presidential directive strategy. That's how diabolically evil he is, as evil personified. He, of course, has no clue. You know, it's the Mephistopheles. Well, I got my own personal philosophies. It's a take on the archetype design of the Mephistopheles argument that intelligence can essentially be bought, not earned. You know, somebody can give you intellect, can give you understanding without you actually understanding. And you're never separate from existence, and by showing a poor man's way to wealth by victimizing the innocent will get you all the world's riches, leaves those who espouse those ideologies as expendable to the big struggle. You know, who wants a Bushite in our community is going to rape women, steal our pensions, steal our life savings, murder our children? For no reason they can articulate. They might be call us the bad guys or evildoers, but they won't bring forward any evidence. And then when you look at them, they'll tell you that they're not even accountable. You can't hold them accountable to the actions that they've taken against your very own family. Right? They're lawless. You know, what other conflict has ever been like this? There is no conflict. This is good against evil. And evil people will tell us they're good. So how are we going to work it out? Well, we go back to Hammurabi. We go back to the Magna Carta. We go back to the Constitution, and we get that idea again, and we go, oh, yeah. An innocent person should not be imprisoned in our names. We wouldn't take that political position to victimize ourselves as the innocent to enrich those who truly have no virtues, no talents, no skills. You know, a Bushite, the reason they're murdering our families, you know, and stealing all our money is because they have no honest, worthy product or service that we would willingly buy from them. If we had total open free market principles in place. You know what, you know, the Bushite can't read, can't write, is terrified. You know, people say, oh yeah, yeah, they're cowards, yeah, but boy, they'll shoot you. Yeah, but look at my position, okay? The Bushite, you know, eventually people will become more familiar with myself. It's just got to be that way. So, and hopefully I won't freak people out too much. But just think about my position. You know, I say to the Bushite, look, I could be wrong. Are you in disagreement with anything I'm saying? Like when it comes to who's responsible for 9/11? Bush's business partner, General Ahmad? That Bush doesn't want to follow the crime scene leads is his own confession. As so, according to the White House, to Jim Mikluski. If you can't handle that reality, even though it's true, what good can you do to our world by citing to instead take a position that is easier to comprehend for yourself as a parasite, because Bush says all you do is just victimize the innocent. Fuck, you don't have to put any thinking into this at all. We're going to just steal all the money from the Iraq Development Fund. You know, CNN and CBC and all the newspapers, they ain't going to mention it to nobody. And the reason and power behind their authority is that we all know they leverage the ignorance of the Bushite grunt. They'll tell the Bushite, we love you, you're our soldiers, you're our troops, we're your community. Now go out there and steal all that cash for Bush Jr. while we rob your own grandparents back home here left undefended. You know, this isn't an allegation I make that isn't substantiated. It's just wide open public information known by all the news agencies that touched upon this already, which is all of them. You know, Enron's stolen billions and billions of dollars of American pensions. And they haven't been required to give the money back. And nobody's spent, you know, where's the jail time? They don't even have to pay back the money. But they're not even getting charged for their offenses. You know, Bushites say, oh, so I'm too weak. You know, and Bush says, yeah, instead of standing up as a man to protect your community and your very own family, Bush will make it this much easier for you. There, you have no fucking soul. Nor does Bush to tell you instead, go further victimizing the innocent. But be it somebody you'll call not an American. And then you can pretend that in that context you can be an American, because you certainly can't be an American standing with Bush man to man. You have no rights. He'll tell you who is guilty without any evidence to form your own conclusions, and if you disagree with him, he'll call you the enemy. The terrorists who aren't with him on his blanket assertions against God as the innocent, he blames for crimes while shutting down criminal investigations that would normally pursue the actual evildoers from following the crime scene leads at the real murder scene. You see, Bushite, they hate that principle. Why? Because it requires intellect. And the better you are at good police work, the more contemptuous and chauvinistic the Bushite Nazi grunt can become. They've been trained that way. Instead of appreciating wise people from the community. You know, this is where you get different cultures taking much better positions on this particular form of respect. You know, where is the respect? Like, you think about America's greatest political authors that write the most books, and most people, and like Noam Chomsky, everybody knows who Noam Chomsky is. Anybody who's interested in politics has briefly read some of his writing. At least that much. Yet he's forbidden on all political discussions in America through newspapers and through television, through radio. You know, talk radio sucks. These people who are running, I can't, you know, there's a couple guys out there that are pretty good. Like, I mean, they have like open lines and they say, yeah, well, you know, bring up whatever. You know, we don't have to cut you off right away. We'll just, you know, there's crazy people, and there's also a lot of other people saying things that are hugely relevant. But, man, that's like a couple guys, 2-3 guys in all of America. Like, fuck, there's too many people being propagandized by these extreme right-wing fascist Nazis who control our airwaves when it comes to free exchange of ideas through talk radio. You know, and the more control they extort against our rights as the community to speak freely, the more powerful they can tell themselves they are by knowing they beat the rest of us down with their support of the victimization of our communities while pleading ignorance. If we, you know, we pull them into the light, you say, listen, why don't you let anybody discuss this depleted uranium? Don't you think it's important on behalf of our soldiers? How about their spouses back home? You know, what about their relatives? You know, they have a total contempt for the life of the soldier, grunt. And that's the truth. Okay, now they're not going to say that in their broadcast. They're going to say, oh, we love you, freedom fighters. Go do the right thing. And yet they won't tell the soldier. There's no justification for you being there. You're there only to steal these people's meager assets for the Bush demon antichrist who's robbing just as much from the American people at the same time. They go, it's too complicated. Oh, you know, that's war. You know, the corporations will tell you if someone dare pull the management people together. Like, bring, you know, these people who are running Clear Channel in America. Like, man, wouldn't it be great to pull that into an international spotlight? You know, you're getting our soldiers killed and they're dying for no legitimate reason, losing their limbs and being billed in the tens of thousands for medical care that's going to continue on for some time, we think. You know, where is the concern that Clear Channel truly has for America? You know, their contempt for the flag, their contempt for the Constitution, and yet look, Soldier Grunt. You know, it's me and you. Look, Soldier Grunt, you're so fucking stupid. You think you have more in common with the people at Fox than you do with me. You know, there's this pride that gets expressed by just the stupidest, most evilest people in this universe when they talk about the sacrifices being made by soldiers as a struggle for freedom from tyranny. And yet these are the guys that will fight for the demon antichrist, demanding certain people are unaccountable to a rule of law. You know, South African apartheid death squad goons that murder my black brothers. You know, Bush says they can't be held accountable to Iraqi law and they can't be held accountable to American law. But American taxpayers are going to pay them more than $1,000 a day as a reward for being able to think that all superstars in America don't have enough humanity within themselves to speak in outrage. On that fact alone. You know, and then it goes on. When did these celebrities, these news celebs, you know, express our concern regarding the Democratic leader of Haiti being overthrown by a bunch of dope pushers? When did that happen as a position that we have no concern about as the human species? And yet, those same voices will likely tell us about how proud you soldier we are of you soldiers. You know, and it's the terminology, we, our, us, them. And the position that I have as the son of man, I know so very few of none people can really contemplate even close to what I represent here truly, but I'll tell you, as I've said in my writing, it's as simple as anything. You know, it's just total, you know, how can we have a free, or how can we be looked at, how can we come to a consensus, me and you, if all things are equal? What is the first thing there? You know, the people who support the Bushite philosophy advocate the victimization of the innocent, which of course includes themselves, truly. Now they'll say, no, I'm just killing Iraqi people. No, I'm just robbing grandparents. My own grandmother, she doesn't have a pension like that. We're smarter. We're like in the banking industry and stuff. We don't do nothing for nobody, and we're like billionaires. So no, you know, it's not my grandmother. It's some other American grandmother. So what? It's just those left-wing liberals who have a concern about air quality, you know, with mercury and lead on the rise, you know, burning toxic waste and Area 51. That's the liberals are the only ones who have to worry about that air. See, I breathe the conservative air. That's the ignorant, stupid people's air. We don't fucking care. Fuck, we'll die tomorrow. So what? It's fucking a long ways away. Who cares about what's going to happen next week? I'm living for the moment. I thought that was it. Wasn't that what you were talking about? You know, everybody's got an excuse. Anyway, this was going on strangely.